Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Now, US-China trade tensions have been back in the forefront due to the sore spot of Hong Kong.
Ah, yes. The US Treasury Department says it could impose controls on sanctions and freeze assets of Chinese officials and businesses.
That's all, of course, after China suggested it would implement a new national security law that would curtail the rights and freedoms of Hong Kong citizens.
So Beijing says it'll take every necessary measure to oppose any new sanctions imposed by the United States.
The bill has already sparked protests in Hong Kong, with some concern that it will give Beijing more control over the city.
Well, we've got to break down this latest feud between China and the United States, plus what we know so far about the national security law. And helping us out is Straits Times China bureau chief Tan Don Wei. Don, good morning.
Yep, Don, always good to speak to you. China has threatened countermeasures against the US if it is punished for plans to impose on Hong Kong a sedition law. In what ways might China retaliate?
Hi, good morning. So the US has threatened to take away Hong Kong's preferential trading status if the new law is introduced. And China has promised to hit back if the US goes ahead with that move. This is China's standard response to anything the US does now that it sees as being targeting China. Last year, when President Donald Trump signed into law the Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act, Beijing retaliated by imposing sanctions on several US-based NGOs and revoking port privileges for American warships visiting Hong Kong. Recently, it threatened to counteract when the US put Huawei on a trade blacklist, and again when the US added another 33 Chinese companies and governmental organizations to the blacklist. There are suggestions that it will do the same, put American companies that have strong presence in China, such as Apple, Qualcomm, and Boeing, on its own blacklist. So hitting back at American companies and entities in Hong Kong or China would seem like the logical thing to do if it really carried out its threats of retaliation.
Don, China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Hong Kong has tried to reassure people that Hong Kong would remain independent under this new national security law. Well, Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, also says that security laws will not affect the city's rights and freedoms. There hasn't been any indication on how this law is going to be enforced.
The nearly 3,000 lawmakers that have gathered in Beijing over the past week for the annual national legislature meeting are supposed to vote on a draft resolution tomorrow that will pave the way for this new security law to be introduced in Hong Kong. It's not clear how the law will be enforced at this point. After tomorrow's vote on the resolution, which will almost certainly be passed, will the actual law be drafted? Although there are reports that the legislation is actually nearly completed. The resolution has stated that Beijing can establish its own security agencies in Hong Kong in the name of protecting its national interests and preventing subversion, terrorism, secession, and foreign interference. So what is worrying some Hong Kongers is that their freedoms will be curtailed. Free speech and the right to protest could be seen as forms of subversion, for instance. But the bigger worry is that Chinese public security officers could be given a free rein to operate in Hong Kong.
Well, let's shift gear from the politics to the economy of the region. China, Dawn, is said to be pursuing a new development plan in which domestic circulation plays the dominant role. Could this economic strategy shift show that President Xi Jinping is preparing for an economic worst-case scenario?
Well, China has been talking about focusing on domestic consumption for some time now, as it moved up the value chain and as it tried to deal with the trade war last year with the US. Now the coronavirus outbreak has made it even more clear to the Chinese leadership that it needs to focus on developing its domestic market even more, develop its own technologies and innovations, and rely less on export-driven growth, because the global economy is going to sink into a recession, and that will hit Chinese manufacturers hard. China understands it needs to be more self-reliant, especially also in the face of growing hostility and protectionism by certain countries. So we can expect that it will make a big push in investments in new infrastructure, such as 5G, artificial intelligence, the Internet of Things, and cloud computing. And it will also push ahead with big construction projects that will generate jobs and stimulate the economy.
We've been speaking with Tan Don Wei, Straits Times China Bureau Chief. Don, thank you so much for taking the time. As always, we'll catch up with you next week, and you take care and stay safe.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.